Hey there. Bitcoin's been on a wild ride lately, right? It's been trying to break through the $70,000 mark like it's got a secret mission, but now it's hitting a wall. This resistance feels like a major turning point for the crypto market.
Absolutely. The rally that brought Bitcoin so close to its all-time high has suddenly stalled. Analysts are pointing fingers at the U.S. macroeconomic climate, like inflation, interest rates, and market sentiment, as the main culprits. It's like the crypto world is now playing chess with the traditional financial giants.
You're right. This moment shows how much the crypto market is now tied to the big picture. When the economy gets shaky, even Bitcoin can't escape the ripple effects. It's like the crypto world is saying, hey, we're part of the global economy now.
Exactly. Traders are split on what's next. Some think Bitcoin could still break through, while others are bracing for a correction. The uncertainty is palpable, and it's making investors rethink their bets.
This whole situation is a masterclass in market psychology. The fear gauge, like the volatility index VIX, has spiked, sending traders scrambling for safer assets. Bitcoin's been dragged down by this shift in sentiment.
That's the key factor here. When fear takes over, risk-on assets like Bitcoin lose their shine. Investors are flocking to gold, bonds, or even tech stocks, which are seen as safer bets. It's a classic case of risk-off behavior.
And it's making Bitcoin's price action super choppy. Instead of a clear upward trend, we're seeing this back and forth. It's like the market's trying to figure out its next move, but the uncertainty is keeping everyone on edge.
This volatility isn't just a short-term hiccup. It's a reminder of how fragile crypto can be when macroeconomic forces shift. Even though Bitcoin's long-term story is strong, like its potential as an inflation hedge, its short-term trajectory is still tied to the broader economy.
For traders, the big question is, will Bitcoin hold its recent gains, or is it heading back to the support levels from earlier this year? The market's direction will depend on whether these macroeconomic fears ease or deepen.
Analysts are already speculating about a potential retreat to Bitcoin's yearly lows. While a full retracement isn't guaranteed, the possibility is back on the table. It's like the market is testing its own resilience.
History shows Bitcoin tends to revisit key support levels during stress. If the fear gauge keeps climbing, we might see more pressure on the price. But if the Fed or other central banks signal stability, the market could rebound faster.
The Fed's next move is a big one. If they hint at pausing rate hikes or even easing, it could ease the pressure on risk assets. But if inflation or economic data worsens, Bitcoin might struggle to recover.
This dynamic is reshaping how we view Bitcoin's role in the financial world. It's not just about its tech or adoption anymore. It's about how it interacts with the global economy.
For investors, the takeaway is clear. Bitcoin's short-term performance is a mirror of macroeconomic health. But its long-term potential remains intact. It's a balance between optimism and caution.
That's why staying informed is key. Monitoring on-chain metrics like transaction volume or hash rate can give early clues about market sentiment. And keeping an eye on macroeconomic data, that's non-negotiable.
Right. The interplay between technical analysis and macroeconomic trends is what's driving this market. Investors who ignore one side are missing the bigger picture.
And the $70,000 level. It's not just a price target, it's a psychological milestone. Breaking through it would signal mainstream acceptance, but failing to do so. That's a warning sign for now.
Precisely. The battle for this level is a test of resilience. If Bitcoin can't hold it, it might signal a shift in investor confidence. The market's moving parts are all interconnected, and this is just one chapter.
So what's next? A correction. A rebound. The answer lies in how the macroeconomic forces evolve. And for now, the crypto world is holding its breath.
And that's the beauty of it. The market's always in motion, and Bitcoin's story is far from over. But for now, it's a wild ride, and we're all riding it together.